Hey everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrown.com. Thanks for joining me again today. We are going to be talking about the blessings of the mystery. With the setting aside of Israel in the book of Acts, God opened up a new place of blessing. The scene shifts from the earth where Christ was rejected to the heavenly places where he is now received. No one ever had a hope of going to heaven until Ephesians was written. Those who are members of the body of Christ are those who believe the truths Paul penned in Ephesians. And there are some unique blessings for this group of God's redeemed. So let's look at them. First, the place where they will be blessed is unique. Paul said in Ephesians 1 verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." The phrase "in the heavenly places" is the dative plural in the Greek and denotes the location. In other portions of Scripture, things can be heavenly in character, but not be in heaven itself. But the blessings of Ephesians will be enjoyed in that place, in heaven itself. They are not just heavenly, but they will be enjoyed in heaven. The phrase "in the heavenly places" occurs 5 times in Ephesians 1, 3 and 20, chapter 2, verse 6, 3:10 and 6:12. Look them up on your own. And looking at the occurrences, we find that it is the place where Christ now sits. It is above principalities and powers. It is the place of the throne of God. It is the place where the church, which is his body, will be. It is the place where the body of Christ will be on display before the principalities and powers to show the manifold wisdom of God. It is also a place of spiritual wickedness in the realm of our warfare in the spirit. This is not the earth, which was the inheritance of Abraham and the meek, and it is not the new Jerusalem that was promised to the church of God in Acts. It was never known that a group of people would enjoy blessings in that place until it was told here in Ephesians. Second, the time connected with the blessings of Ephesians. Paul said in Ephesians 1 verse 4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and unblemished before him in love." This is the earliest choice that God ever made. God chose other groups from the foundation of the world, but he chose the body of Christ before the foundation of the world. God made this distinction, so let's honor it. The phrase occurs only 3 times in Ephesians 1 4, 1 Peter 1 19 and 20, and John 17 24. Look them up. The references in Peter and John both refer to Christ. He was loved and he was foreordained to be unblemished before the foundation of the world. These are the very same things that are said of the Lord Jesus and of the body of Christ in Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 4. We are loved and chosen to be unblemished. The church of God, Israel, and the nations are chosen from the foundation of the world. See Matthew 25:32. The church, which is the body of Christ, is chosen before the foundation of the world. Third, the unique character of the blessings of Ephesians. Ephesians 1:3 says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. These are not earthly material blessings that were promised to Abraham and his seed. These are not the miraculous gifts given to the church of God in Acts. The blessings of Ephesians are spiritual and they are in the heavenlies. Our blessings are spiritual, that is, they are not connected with flesh and blood. We can't measure them with a bank account. Notice also that it is every spiritual blessing. Members of the body of Christ have nothing withheld from them. There are no distinctions like there was in the book of Acts. Members of the body are equal and have every spiritual blessing. Now, if this is new to you, please search the scriptures and see if these things are so. Read Ephesians carefully and believe it. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.